children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Evening, and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers, Alliance Saving Kids, all ages, all stages. Mask is about prevention, prevention, prevention. If someone needs a referral for themselves or a loved one, please call our confidential number. Write it down. Maybe it's for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, somebody maybe next to in shul. Our number is from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Confidential helpline, 718-758-0400. Mask has parent support groups. Whether your child is elementary age, if you have a married child, somebody in the 30s, 40s that you may need referrals for, or struggling with any mental illness or addiction, please call Mask for prevention early on. You see an issue. You see that your child is in elementary school having some challenges. They're bullied. They're depressed. They have anxiety. Whatever it may be, call early on. You can call anonymous, and we can help you get to the right place, the right therapist, the right doctor, so that you can prevent it from being a bigger problem later on in life. So actually in 2 weeks, Emet Hashem, on October 26th and 27th, Mask will be having our second Shabbaton. We are parents, the last one that we had, our first one actually, we had 135 brave, courageous parents who came to the Shabbaton. We davened together Friday night, Shabbos, Mincha Ma'ariv also. We ate three meals together. We had speakers at all the meals. And we are inviting anyone that needs chizuk, that's struggling with a family member, to call the Mask helpline to see whether or not it's appropriate for you to attend this local in Flatbush Shabbaton. Someone needs to be put up. We will put you up. We have amazing hostesses that are available, families to open their homes. So if you live out of Flatbush and you want to attend, just call our confidential 8758-0400 to make your reservation. And tonight we have with us a very dear friend, a colleague of all my Mask staff. We have with us Shuli Halpert. Thank you for coming on again, Shuli. How are you? Good evening.
Baruch Hashem. I'm fine. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to partake in anything connected with Mask.
Thank you. Thank you. And Shuli, you were at our Shabbaton, and you actually were one of the speakers between the Kiddush and the lunch, and you had a full room of parents listening to all the issues relating to the yeshivas today. Shuli Halpert is a yeshiva liaison. Both Shuli and his partner in business, Mish Rosenthal, I would like to take this opportunity to say a very special Yash Koach to both of you for the last 11 years working with families, trying to figure out what yeshiva their child belongs in, whether it's because you're forced to change yeshivas, or whether it's 8th grade going into 9th grade, or high school going into Beis Medrash, whatever it is, both Shuli and Mish Rosenthal are both businessmen. that take out their own personal time, and I don't know how you're able to work, because I personally know of how many cases you're dealing with every year and how much time it takes for you to speak to the families, to meet with the boys, the girls, for you to meet with the yeshivas, for you to meet with rabbis, you calling the rabbis and the teachers. So, Shuli, publicly, I'd like to say a special yash koach and thank you on behalf of all the families that you service for MASC and others.
You're very welcome. It's certainly been a long, winding road. It's been 11 years. Between Maish and I, we've met more than 800 boys, girls, probably from starting from 6th to 7th grade in elementary school, through high school, through Beis Medrash seminaries, and the numbers just keep getting higher, although I will just touch on something you just mentioned. We do meet a lot of mainstream boys and girls either preparing to apply to Misifta and or Beis Yaakov High School, which happens to be right now is the time for parents to start that process and not wait any longer. I also meet with a number of 11th and 12th grade boys looking for a Beis Medrash program going forward. So it's really a mix of all different types of boys. They're all wonderful children. Some of them are dealing with different issues than others. Some of them can be solved very easily. Some are a little bit more complicated, and certainly the job to do is to alleviate as much pain both for the children and their parents as possible.
So, Shuli, I just want to mention for our listeners tonight the name of your organization. That it's called Gesher LeYeshivos, and like I said, it's been 11 years, and you were mentioning about meeting with regular kids that need to pick a yeshiva. I do want to mention that it doesn't have to be a teen at risk. It doesn't have to be somebody suffering from anxiety, bipolar, any disorders or challenges. It doesn't have to be about somebody that got molested. It could be a regular boy or girl that is needs a new program, a new yeshiva, sometimes something a little out of the box, sometimes learning disabilities, that it's hard to be in a mainstream school. So there are other yeshivas that can service these kids. So I'm just letting everyone out there know the best people to speak to when you need a yeshiva for your child, your elementary, your high school child, Beis Medrash age child, is to speak with either Moshe Rosenthal or Shuli Halpert. And those of you that want to reach one of them, please call the MASC office. We will connect you and make sure, because Shuli is so busy and Moshe with families, we will make sure that Shuli or Moshe get through to you. So call the MASC office, 718-758-0400. Just let them know that you heard Shuli on the radio tonight, and we will make sure to connect you and have him connect with you. Shuli, I want to touch on something that people always stop me and ask me, and I wanted your version, your response actually on, is, you know, 11 years ago, a lot of yeshivas were not that open to having therapists come in. They weren't that open to working with kids as much. Times were different. We were taking off the mask of denial. MASC is doing this 21 years, and we were working towards stigma-free in the schools, and that parents should feel safe to talk to the yeshivas if there's an issue at home, a divorce brewing, shalom bias issues, parnasa. We recommend that parents talk to the school, let them know maybe your child is suffering from other things in the surrounding, a child being ill at home, Loleno, a grandparent, a parent dying very young, Loleno. So I wanted you to describe the shift in the yeshivas today from 11 years ago when we both, you know, when you began, and today how the yeshivas are working with families.
Well, to be honest, I'm going to start out obviously with the mainstream yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs. Over the last 11 years, clearly, you know, issues have come to the forefront where I guess the best way to describe it is if you would open all the Jewish newspapers and or magazines that are put out on a weekly basis, and we see topics in those pages that 11 years ago we never would have dreamed, number one, would ever be in these newspapers. But not only are they there, but they're reaching out that there's help. We're not hiding any issues. If you feel something and you need privacy, all of these organizations that help for this, including the schools themselves. I've run into a number of elementary school yeshivas that now have an independent sort of mashkiach slash guidance counselor slash therapist who's available, you know, for every day that the yeshiva is open for a boy or a girl to approach them, say, you know, there's something that's bothering me, I'm not comfortable talking to my parents about it, or even my Rebbe or my mechaneches, I'd love to speak to somebody. And sometimes they even go the extra mile where they'll pick up on a child that they're not producing in school the way they used to, or they just look like they're depressed to a certain extent about something. And sometimes all it takes is, you know, a caring adult to reach out in the professional way that they do, and so much pain can be avoided if these issues are sort of, you know, there's a direct connection to them in the very early stages, and they don't, you know, snowball into a much bigger problem. And, you know, families today, kinayin hara, I don't know what the statistics are, but we're averaging a larger amount of children per family now than we used to. And it's such a pressure on parents to sort of balance with every child, to just to make sure that every child is happy every day is a job in and of itself. Parents have tremendous financial obligations, job-related, et cetera, you know, expenses with tuitions and other expenses that are out there, and for parents to be able to do that, it's almost a miracle today to be able to really balance all of this. So I do believe the yeshivas are really, you know, approaching this in a different way than they used to, knowing that, you know, there could be problems out there and they can be solved, and if everybody reaches out, you know, there's people that can help.
Yes, and we do... we do owe, really, also a very special public thank you to the magazines and newspapers, whether it's the FJJ, the Five Towns Paper, the Jewish Press has always, 21 years, been writing about all mental health issues, including addictions. Bina, Ami, Mishpacha, all the magazines every week have stories about and articles about from specialists about all mental health issues, shalom bias, addictions, bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety, postpartum depression. So these are things that truly 21 years ago when I started MASC, it was taboo subject. Nobody would write about it. I went to the Jewish Press, and they were the only ones that said, yes, Rahama, we will give you a column. And we had a column for many years where we had therapists writing every week on another topic. So, yes, times have changed. One in five New Yorkers are diagnosed with some mental health issues. The numbers are very high. I think even in America is one in five. So there are many organizations out there now, not just MASC, but there are several organizations dealing is clinics available. There is wonderful from therapists that are available. I'm a board member at Nefesh International, which is over 800 therapists around the world, and they are trained. They come together every year. They get supervision. Each person has to arrange their own, and that's something that I do want to mention tonight on the radio publicly, is that when somebody calls a therapist to make an appointment, please ask them, are you in supervision? It's every therapist should be in supervision, and it's an acceptable question to ask them, are they in supervision? Supervision would be, you know, it could be a group of 10 therapists together, and they review cases, not by name, confidentiality is a must, but they get supervision with a CIFI supervisor for interns that are in schools, et cetera. So, and very well-seasoned therapists that run supervision groups. So, yeah, there's been a shift. We're moving along, but there is a lot more work to do. And there's yet still kids that are being asked to leave schools. So just last week, we had a young boy that was asked to leave a school. But let's talk about now, you mentioned eighth grade. Eighth grade this year, they need new yeshivas. What should parents be doing to apply?
Okay, so, I mean, the real truth is most parents have a pretty good idea. They know the schedule, that once Sukkot is over in the eighth grade, of whether it's a boy or a girl, that it's time to make arrangements for high school, and they start to gather information whether they're going to stay in the same school, if that school happens to have a high school connected to it, or they're going to possibly look elsewhere. By boys, there's also the option of boys going out of town, which is much more prevalent by boys than it is by girls. And they gather information, they try to lock in on two or three yeshivas or Beis Yaakovs, and send out applications. I see a very large amount of parents every year at this time of the year, which for me is a little bit, you know, I could take a deep breath because these are the easier cases. And, you know, you talk to the boy or the girl and their parents, there's a give and take. It's all communications. It's not an interview. I don't do any testing. We just try to get an idea if the boy is happy in his yeshiva, he wants to stay, what his academic level is, and it just makes the process that much easier. Unfortunately, still today, I can tell you that some parents, unfortunately, for whatever reason it is, they wake up much too late. I can't even understand, because their children are in school every day, and everybody in the eighth grade, both boys and girls, are buzzing about this from November 1st and on. Where are we going? Where are we applying? Are we going to get in? Should we go together? Does this yeshiva fit what we're looking for? So it would be hard for me to believe that parents don't hear from their children, you know, it's time to apply for high school. My friend Yossi or my friend Maishi is going here or there. And yet every year there are parents who wake up in February and sometimes even Pesach, and most of the yeshivas are locked up already. They've accepted their quota of how many kids they can take. And in and of itself, I can tell you that any parent that reaches out to a school in April with an eighth grader for a prospective ninth grade classroom, they're going to look at it. Something is wrong here. Where have you been for 5 months? And right away, that already is a red flag. Did the child get turned down by three other yeshivas? If they didn't, what's going on that the process took so long? So I beg all parents, especially those parents who are having an eighth grader, either Beis Yaakov or yeshiva, for the first time, so this is a new process to him. Now is the time to apply to whatever yeshiva or Beis Yaakov your child may be interested in. I do want to make one thing specifically clear. As a general rule, most yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs accept their eighth graders into their high school unless there's a hashkafa problem, which is really a very small percentage. But there are some schools today, without mentioning any names, that have let the word out that just because you went to our elementary school, you have no inside track to going to our high school. I think parents should be very aware of this, and more often than not, the determining factor for them to accept the child has to be the scholastic level that the child is on. So if you've got a brilliant boy or a brilliant girl, you need to be less concerned about going to the same yeshiva. But if they're academically challenged, and academically challenged doesn't mean they're a 40 student. It could mean they're a 75 to 80 to 82 to 85 student. They need to be aware way before the eighth grade that don't take it for granted that you're locked in to that high school. I would advise parents to do their homework on each specific school to make sure that if they're in the sixth or the seventh grade now, that yeshiva as a general rule, or that Beis Yaakov as a general rule, does take their children into their high school unless there's a hashkafa problem.
Well, so Shuli, what about, like you said, a sixth grader, and a sixth grader having learning disabilities, and the school's been very tolerant, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, little resource room and evaluation, and they go into seventh grade, and then in seventh grade, the parents are called into the room, and they're notified, we're going to keep your child till graduation of eighth grade, but now you got to find another school. That's a painful pill for parents to swallow. I mean, here you think that the kid, you know, suddenly you're faced with no school's going to take the child because the learning disabilities are just getting, you know, harder and harder for them to keep up. What do you tell parents when you really need to look them in the face? What is the message you give them to make them understand that keeping them in a mainstream school can just then hurt them going forward?
This might be one of the most sensitive topics universally in chinuch today, because in defense of the yeshivas, they do their best to try to keep them through elementary school. But clearly, these children need not just a little, but they need a lot of help. And if they're going to go to a above-average type mesifta or girls' high school, and they're not going to be able to keep up, and let's just say not able to keep up means that's what the facts are. The parents may feel the school is spinning it this way. The school will feel the parents are spinning it that way. The bottom line is when the child is in a classroom day after day for a couple of months, especially going into high school, and then they realize at some point, I have no idea what the Rebbe or the teacher is talking about, and they basically shut down. Because they're not going to go and complain for fear of having to leave the school, but they're not functioning and not growing in their education because they don't understand what's going on. And, of course, we all know that boredom and shutdown from academics does not lead to good things. They will get involved more often than not in something that makes them feel good because right now they're just not feeling good about themselves. We all know what the vices are. They're all out there. There's no need for me to go through them. But that's the biggest draw. The child wants to feel a soothing feeling that I feel good. Or you know what? I can lock the world out for a little while. And that brings a whole different perspective into the issues with the child. Now you have a scholastic issue and a hashkafa issue. And it really can be avoided. There's a lot of help out there today. There's a lot of independent help out there, both in tutoring for scholastics, therapists, social workers, or even just somebody to talk to try to figure out how can we help this child. It's a tremendous, tremendous amount of pressure and responsibility on the parents, but if they want to know that when they get to the finish line, graduating high school or mesifta, that the child is going to be in a good place, they need to make the time, not with anger, but with reassurance. They have to tell their children, if you have a problem in school, please tell me. I'm there to help you. The school will be there to help you. Don't wait until the school contacts the parents. And then it just becomes more personal and certainly more confrontational.
Right, and in addition, when a child is put in the wrong school, for them to get kicked out 6 weeks, 9 weeks into school, that is so hard on their self-esteem. It's just another patch, and it is too painful for them. We see a lot of kids going downhill very fast when that happens. So like Shuli said, let's try and reach out to Shuli or Maish from Geshuli Yeshivas. Anyone that wants to speak to Shuli or Maish, please call the MASC office. Our confidential number is 718-758-0400, and we will make sure that Shuli reaches back to you. Shuli, what do you want to say to everyone about the Shabbaton that's coming up?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. My wife and I attended the Shabbaton last year, and it was absolutely overwhelming. Even for myself, just to see all the people there, anyone that has dealt with or is dealing with any kind of issues with their children right now, when you're in a room with, like you mentioned, over 100, 150 parents, husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, who are all in the same boat, and it gives us an opportunity to really talk openly without fear of anybody hearing anything that you wouldn't want them to hear. It's amazing how people open up when they're in this kind of setting, knowing everybody is in the same boat, and everybody wants to talk, wants to listen, has something to say. And more often than not, what happens is you walk out of there and you say, you know what, it's not as bad as I thought. Sometimes you have to hear from other parents who are dealing with more complicated issues than you, and you say to yourself, you know what, it's not so bad. But even those that are dealing with complicated issues and more than one child, I've met parents who have dealt with two and three children, and they have come out so much stronger. They give such a tremendous amount of chizuk to other parents that I don't know of anything more important for you to do on a Shabbos if you're dealing with these kind of issues than to spend time together with everyone together in a beautiful Ruchnius Dikas setting with wonderful food, great speakers, and people just telling it like it is and just really, really lifting the spirits of all the parents there. There are a lot of professionals there. I was very moved last time when Rabbi Chaim David Zwiebel was there for Shalosh Shudas and spoke. It was out of this world. I can't tell you what chizuk gave to all the parents there, including myself and other people like him who are there to give. So please, if you can, come to this Shabbos. It's locally here in Flatbush, whether you can come to all the meals, some of the meals, all the tefillahs, whatever you can come. I highly, highly recommend it. It's a Shabbos that you will never forget.
Thank you, Shuli. And for those that are afraid to talk, you can just come for the chizuk and listen. So thank you again, Shuli Amayit from Geshuli Yeshivas, especially Ashkoach. I want to wish everyone a very good evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you and good night.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.